fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It's four-leaf clover. Make a wish.
Wish you weren't so awkward, bud.
No ego on that side of Hollywood, is there?
Because maybe they're just as good and we're wasting time.
Why can't you just admit it's over?
Some people are in it just for the art.
It's too complicated. It's like algebra. Why you gotta put numbers and letters together? Why can't you just go yourself?
Hey now!
Not everyone's gonna enjoy this show. Settle in.
Only thing is that you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that doesn't enjoy this show, because this is Scrub Hop Talk. This is episode 277. My name is Big Trox. I'm the top right hand corner of the show.
Wow.
I'm up in here. I'm doing it. I'm doing it for my son. Everybody's been telling me for 277 weeks that I roll like this.
I'm a pro.
Thank you.
It's true.
We got the dude on the top left. He is Jay Dirty. He is the Scrub Hop King. He is the Mr. Manure. He is
the meat in your mom.
The dirty in BDC. He's the meat in your mom. Everybody else calls him.
Yep, I'm the cheese in her taco. Putting the sour cream in her cannoli.
You stepped on your cannoli. You stepped on your own bumper. Here you go.
I'm the penetrator.
I have big feet.
We've got the guy on the bottom. Nobody knows him by any other name other than...
It's not going to work again, buddy. You can't just pretend to keep putting your cat in the window to scare me. All right, now I know.
This guy keeps cats in the window.
I don't appreciate your ruse, man.
I'm Troxy Cotton. I got cats in the window and the silver spoon. You know what I'm saying? I am out here just trying to reconnect with my dad with this podcast. What are you guys doing?
Not that.
That's a deep cut. You guys, that's a deep cut. And the first cut is the deepest. Those are two old song references in the opening of the show. This is the kind of stuff that... The opening. This is the kind of stuff that really you go to the pros for, which we are. We're a pro.
Are you scratching your belly right now?
Yeah, I'm all itchy all of a sudden.
I'm a big pro, man. Like, not pro soap, apparently.
I don't know why I got all itchy. I had an itchy moment. But no, I'm Troxy Cotton. I'm here for the...
My uncle used to say, if you sleep with dogs, you get fleas, brother. You need to be careful what you're doing out there, okay?
My uncle never said that.
Mine did. Why would my uncle talk to what? Why would I know what your uncle said?
I don't know. I thought you spent some time with my uncle.
Oh, yeah, because I'm special like you? No, I don't. Move along. Let's go. What were you saying?
I'd love a gay following.
I'm Troxy Cotton. I'm here for the program, episode 277 Scrub Hop Talk. Did you play my Julie Jerkoff yet? I think you did, but it got
Julie
buried.
Julie Jerkoff.
Thank you. Yeah, that's all I got. I'm here to do the show with you guys. And I'm sorry if I have cats coming through the window during the program. That's what they do now, okay? They have minds of their own, and they cannot be accounted for.
Okay.
I don't know why you get so weird talking about hot guys.
I still feel the same about that.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we've established that,
can we get into some bumpers, Jay? Can you tell the folks about the show? What we do?
You want to contribute to the program? You can do that very easily. 303-578-8952 on Tracy's tip line. You can also send us Oh, yeah. Then one more again, 303-578-8952. You can also send us an email, scrubhop@gmail.com. You can also hit us up anywhere on social media at ScrubHop. And, of course, you can hook us up with some payments, some ducats, a little monthly cheddar, if you will, over on patreon.com/scrubhop. Just $5 a month to get the show early. You
have patreon.com/scrubhop.
Exclusive access, our access to exclusive music only available there because we stole beats and ripped people off, so we had to give it to you away on there. So, but you go there and you get it for free and a bunch of other dope ass flavor. Check that out, and I think that's our last banner. Yeah, and of course, as always, go to scrubhop.com. You can check out any and all past episodes right on that channel. And last but not least, I want to give it up to our sponsor. We're coming not from the West. We're going all the way to the best. Let's hear it.
That didn't happen.
Let's hear it for New York! Since Trump says stop, didn't it play?
Hold on, that didn't play?
No.
It sounded on my end like it played three times. Let's try this one more time. Ready?
No.
Volume's not good. Volume's not good. We'll figure that out in post. But anyway,
we won't necessarily. We do not, yeah. That's your post, and it's not happening. So
I'll give you a post. We'll shout out the sponsor.
What is going on? Let them out, man. You fucking creep.
I don't know what's going on. George is losing.
What do you mean?
This time.
The intro to the show, the poor cat tried to get out and you held it against the wall. Like, what's going on behind the curtain, dog?
It wasn't trying to get out. It's a windowsill, and I was trying to redirect it back to the ground. Guys,
he's doing it again.
Don't worry about my animals. My animals
They're
are
jumping
doing...
into the program. I have to worry. What's going on?
I'm concerned.
That was pretty crazy. Go to the beverage. We're not going to get an answer about my animals from me. They're doing what
you welcome, OG.
You're welcome, OG.
Careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
You're welcome, OG.
The one thing about this cotton is that you can already trim like 30 minutes off of this episode.
You guys do this every time. You set the expectation too crazy. Okay.
That's like when you make
you're just a fucking dickhead, mate.
That's you're all like your sex tape for you and your partner, and it's like got like 12 slow jams. And you're like done in the first song. You're like, these expectations were set way too high. I get it, like that, right?
No, I last a lot of slow jams. They call me Mr. Slow Jams. They're like, how many slow jams can you make?
You realize just because that's how she is and she likes Baby Shark, that's not what a slow jam is.
Big Trucks, what are you drinking on?
I got beer number two of the series that I introduced to you boys last week. You might remember Edward Slizzerhands.
Jizzerhands.
Edward Beerhands.
Swizzlerhands. You know what I'm talking about.
Hefeweizen.
This one is the next one in that series. This is from Humble Sea Brewing.
What's the movie parody before you show us?
The movie parody on this one is The Fast and the Furious. It's a popular Vin Diesel film series from the
2000s. Paul Walker,
to
rest
today.
In peace.
I bet you this is called Collision.
It's called Paul Oak Walker. Tree.
Right?
Yeah. No, this is called The Fog and the Furious. Or actually just Fog and Furious.
Oh. They did it before the thes.
This is a Doe Foggy IPA. 6.8%. This is by Humble Sea and Alvarado Street Brewing. Let's see. This just says double dry hop with YMA, Eldorado, Simcoe, Necatron, and Strata. 6.8% ABV.
Erica Strata.
Anything else on this boy? It just says Humble Sea Brewing Company in collab with Alvarado Street Brewing. Look at even in collab. It's so cute.
I thought it was like a nice cunt. Like Humble Sea. I literally thought like that was a sea, like humble, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize it was like the water. Like, and I'm not kidding. He said Humble Sea. I'm like, oh, that I guess is weird.
Why? Get the sword out of here. Why?
All right, I'm gonna enjoy this. This is number two. So we had Edward Scissorhands was the first beer. Fast and the Furious the second beer. Just you guys wait till next week.
Can't wait. It's like a
nice.
Oh,
that was a solid crack.
Solid pop at the end. Kyle, what are you drinking?
You got your pack cracked
Snap,
on that boy.
Crackle, Mitch, and Pop.
Kyle's is from what is it? Sloppy D. What is your brewery?
Yeah, Sloppy D. This one I saw, it's the first time I had ever seen this one. It's from Ecliptic Brewing. I believe we've had Ecliptic on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
I think your cat's eclipsing in the background again.
Man, I don't know. Man, would you chill out, George? Jesus Christ. This one is called
It's a total eclipse of your cat.
Hypernova, total eclipse of the cat. This is a triple IPA from Ecliptic Brewing. Does it have anything fun that it says on there? Like its cataclysmic namesake, Hypernova Triple IPA explodes with juicy tropical fruit flavor, bursting with notes of guava, passion fruit, and citrus. This 9.3% ABV IPA is of stellar proportions. So we're going to give it a good little crack here. I'm on my TikTok influencer shit. Hello.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
You figured it out, Con. It only took you a long time, but you figured it out.
Only took me a long time, but we're here now. Jay Dirty.
Good for about a month. I got to tell
what
you.
What are you drinking on?
I am keeping it local. I'm a big fan of staying home, staying in Denver. So we got a little Denver beer company, Hey Pumpkin, that we're going to rock out this evening.
Hey Pumpkin.
Went into a local liquor establishment, and they still had quite a few six packs of different pumpkin beers all on sale as if someone doesn't want them. So I gave a lot of them a home over the past weekend, and I feel really good about that. I call them little orphan canties, and they come home with me. hashtag or copyright, that's mine.
Little orphan canties.
Because I just wrote that, but I really like that. Anyway, Denver Beer Company, Hey Pumpkin. They didn't have any graham cracker, or I totally would have done the mix to make the pumpkin pie, because that is a stellar beer mixing if I've ever had one. But here we go. Let's go ahead and enjoy.
Oh yeah,
was it yours? Yours sounded louder, but from here I didn't hear
yours. Yours sounded real good, real crisp, real clear. It was crisp and clear.
And I've got my Father of the Year limited edition mug, so let's go ahead.
So that was back from when you were Father of the Year.
It was a limited edition.
Yeah, so you can't do it forever.
Well, you can drink out of it forever.
You only have to be Father of the Year once. Yeah. You can get drunk every day.
There's no limited alcoholism. Mallory.
Oh, cool.
All right. Cheers. Salud. We love you guys. Thank you for being here on our episode 277.
Woo.
Put it in.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here.
That's all I was going to say anyway.
Guys, I just want to say, if animals disrupt the show, I'm working to not have that happen. But they got a mind of their own, those animals. They run around, they do what they do. You know what I'm saying?
They're more entertaining than you, so bring them on.
I hope it's a gaggle of fat broads is what I'm going for.
I'm very entertaining. I'm always here for a good time, not a long one. Big Trox, let me ask you this. Do we have...
Let me lick your ball sack.
That's not a question.
That's not a question. That was a demand.
Do we have a thing that we're going into next? Or is it just a regular old this or that? Like, is there...
Is this you moving the show along, asking if he has anything planned?
It could be. What I'm trying to say is... Is there something?
Did you
further?
Do anything? Because I didn't. Is what he's trying to say.
I could always be Johnny. Move the show along. I could talk about my weekend. I could talk about the Stern Show and my disappointment with it. I could do all kinds of stuff. But I figure Big Trox, he does a lot of work on the show, and he always likes to make that work highlighted.
Shots fired.
So, so man, I wanted
to. What is going on tonight? Like, there's a lot of veiled criticism being thrown at me.
Oh, no, no, no. I know you work hard. You work real hard.
You know,
hard.
I will do. I'm only going to put up this banner because I have a quick question for Jay Dirty. I don't want to hear any of fucking Cotton's nonsense bullshit. But I do have a Stern show, wrap-up show question. It's kind of a twofold question for you.
Okay.
So obviously, like, did you listen to today's show?
Mostly.
Twofold?
Well, we can get out of it. No. Today's show, when we're recording this, Howard had on Eddie Vedder, one Ed Vedder, for a two-hour interview.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't it go longer than that?
It was like exactly 2 hours.
And he went for two. God.
He's not going to open the show. It's a three-hour show, bro. Like,
I know.
It literally was like he turned the mic on and Ed was there, right? So
yeah.
Stop calling him Ed.
For you, Jay.
You don't call him Ed.
He said today, if you're cool with him, then you can call him Ed.
You're not cool with him. What are you going to his fucking foundation? Are you?
Trox is cool with him. He might not be cool with with Trox, but Trox is cool with Ed.
I shop at the record store that he purveys. I listen to his interviews.
Hey ho, how about ho.
Come on, don't talk to me about
being cool with Ed.
I
was
know, Jay,
bored
as...
to shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I made it about 20 minutes, and I listened to music, and then so some of the show could go, and then I checked back in. And I was like, "Motherfucker, still." And I did that like three times. I'm like, "Is he in the Artie chair? Like, what the? Go home, die. Go. Whatever happens to you, go do that. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. He never left." I finally gave up. I finally gave up and waited for the whole show to be done until it came up on demand so I could just skip past the fucking thing.
So you listened to the last half hour?
I think I literally have like five more minutes. But yeah, I finally caught what you guys were saying. But at the time, I was busy at work, so I didn't. But
crack
I don't know this.
Back, big boy.
I'm getting upset. I'm not upset. I'm just, I'm losing hope.
Like, such a diehard Violent J fan, and he has talked about Eddie Vedder like he's his god. There was no interest there for you at all to listen to him.
Nah.
Okay. That was my first.
I mean, question. Much like I said last week, even the Bunny XO thing kind of like was quickly like boring to me, and I'm a Jelly Roll Mark. Yep. But yeah, so definitely not. I knew who Eddie Vedder was, and I'm picturing, like, I'm singing, like, the new shit sampler in my head because he referenced Eddie Vedder and goes, oh, together, like, Eddie Vedder. Like, I know, I those shits popped in my head, but
yeah,
fuck no, dude. I was done.
Okay.
I was
curious about that, and then
you thought about the Violent J lyrics
did you
too.
Think about the Violent J?
Yes,
connection?
I thought about the Violent J lyrics
from the new shit sampler.
But then the other thing, I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish, but let me finish this thought real quick, because the rest of my takeaway from Eddie Vedder was that it was guitar talk, but not the kind that seems to piss you off. But you didn't listen to it, so I guess.
I kept scrolling through, and that's all they were doing was talking guitars and play this song.
But
I'm
then,
like,
as soon as it was over, Robin talked about how much she would love to hear an interview that was like Howard talking to Eddie Vedder and to.
We said you're staying in there, you son of a bitch. You all
Jimmy
give
Page
me shit for losing a motherfucking job, and this guy brings his motherfucking cat to the motherfucking
this
podcast.
This motherfucker brings his bitch
to the motherfucking waffle.
She talked about how she just wanted to hear all of them sit together and
in like that massive like
yeah, and he was like, "Oh, people that aren't into technical guitar stuff wouldn't want to hear that." And all I thought about was like, Jay doesn't want to hear you play a couple chords on a Tuesday. Like
I used to be excited for them, but it's never a couple. It's like it's a Pringles, man. Like it, once you pop, you can't stop, and that fucker guy just goes forever.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I could hear that interview with all those legends, I'd listen to it because I like the SNL roundtable. I like hearing people bounce off each other. But if all they're gonna do is teach each other B's and C chords, get me the fuck out of here, dude. I don't care at all. I'm a hater.
You weren't fucking with the Ed Vedder interview. You're yawning now.
What I will say is that oftentimes when I'm listening to the show live on the app, I might like pause it for a little bit and then press play a little bit later. And sometimes it, you know, goes right back to where I was, and sometimes it picks up at a different part of the show. It's just a
Time has elapsed. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. It might just take me back to wherever the live is at that point, or it might
if you have it paused for 5 hours, then it'll take you to that part.
Sure.
Like, oh, it happens way quicker than that now. But anyway,
yeah, that's ahead. Either that, way. That was what I was experiencing. And today was the first day in a while where I was like, did I miss some of the interview? You know, I really don't care. I was like, I listened to a lot of it. And then I listened to a lot of the end of it, and I was like, if there is stuff in the middle, I'm not going back and re-listening to this.
Yeah.
Like, there's just...
I'll watch it on Howard's
previous
TV.
Interviews, I would. There have been interviews with comedians that I've loved, or, actors or whatever, that I've been like, oh, I want to go back and re-listen to what they said, because I thought it was so interesting and so profound. I don't give... And no offense, Pearl Jam's music is great. Eddie Vedder is a good singer. I just don't give a fuck. And the fact that we are now... Well, and I think Jay talked about this. All of the guests that we are seeing, like Kate Hudson from last week, it's like, oh yeah, we just heard them interviewed within the past couple of fucking years, and that's everybody
all of,
now.
All of Pearl Jam was on
Eddie Vedder
ago.
In recently.
All yes. of Pearl Jam was on oh, when they released sake. Dark Matter. That was
I bet
like
I didn't
ago.
Listen to that either.
His first time on the show was an early COVID, because that was like, I remember it was a Zoom interview and they were like,
and that
this
was also
is weird.
2 hours.
I wish that we could be talking in person, but it
I
was like one of like,
that.
It was one of the early Zoom interviews on the show was Eddie Vedder. And I was like, okay. And at the time I was like, this is interesting, but I could deal with less of this. And then the last hour of the show was fucking great. And it's, you know, talking to Marianne, talking to JD,
talking to JD's girlfriend.
That's Hello? What I fucking want. Those are the things that I fucking want. You know hey, this, JD. Howard. You know. I'm built like Mims.
I thought on it these days.
I have a Joe Burrow card in my pussy.
You remember how like they used to say the actors are like, I do one for you, one for me.
Yeah.
Like one movie or whatever for the fans and then one for my heart. I think Howard is like, now I'm just going, I'm done soon. I want to talk to who... I really want to talk to. Yeah. Like, I don't think he's not trying to attract new people anymore.
No,
because he's not. That's not that. So I honestly think
people who he thinks are interesting to him,
and he's like, I can get Lennon in here again, or that would be great. McCartney in here again, just whoever. I don't think he cares that we're bored with a guest coming back. If he, you know what I mean. I don't think it's a fan show anymore. Which sucks. I know he says it is, and it still is, but like I don't. It's not, because ICP would be a way funnier interview than the third Eddie Vedder appearance in 3 years. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or anybody bringing Fluffy? Fuck, man, bringing a comedian. I don't give
that's
a fuck.
Because ICP hasn't been on for a proper interview
since
what,
the
2010?
March. No, since the March, and that was
what
in
was that,
like
2015,
maybe even later. It was after the 7. It was like 19 or 20, actually.
Wow.
So they've been in, but it's still been a long time. And I'm being biased when I say it. Just anybody.
But they're
bring
they're
back
great
fucking
on there. They haven't had
anybody fun.
Bill Hader, Seth Meyers, and fucking Fred Armisen. Bring the three of them on to talk. Bring back in fucking Jason Bateman. It's been years since we've talked to that guy. Like there are people that do really great interviews on that show that we haven't talked to or heard from in a very
because
fucking
they're not
Seth Rogen.
Funny.
Like bro, Seth Rogen, I'm surprised he hasn't been on the show. He had a fucking he had a huge Apple TV show last year that won the fucking Golden Globes
for
best.
He did an interview for that show.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's how much a lot of this show.
You fucking nap through that falls, episode.
It just falls past me now because everything. And then even in 2 weeks, they're like, we're having Tedeschi trucks on. I was like, I don't give a flying fuck about Tedeschi trucks.
What does that mean?
It's a fucking band that does like country-ish music. It's not that great.
Yeah, what is going on?
And they're going to be on the show in 2 weeks. It's literally all of the musical guests of like the past month have all been like country artists. I don't know what the fuck is happening. They've got a weird contract going on
or something. Because did you see all the country on Private Parts soundtrack? Because he's a huge country fan.
Yeah, it's fucking pushing.
Do you remember all the country artists that performed when he had the birthday show back in 2013?
Hop along, Howie. Gotta I'm hop on out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sticking to the statement of if it wasn't free, I'd probably be in the mode of like considering paying for it.
Listen, all of my shows are just falling away now. Like everything's being canceled or just canceling itself. So I'm very sad.
But your other shows are 30 years his younger or whatever. Like this guy, I get it. Yeah, like I totally understand what's happening. It's just I'm bummed.
Yeah.
But all your other shit doesn't make sense. They're barely our age, man. And they must have real shit going on, but I thought all those were successful. So
I'm excited about Girthmaster coming up. I want to hear Girthmaster.
That's what I'm here for.
That's Stern?
Yeah.
The Chris Wilding shit.
I didn't hear it. Oh, Chris Wilding talked
about it? It's upcoming.
Girthmaster. That's coming up next week.
That they teased like last year?
Yes. That's coming up like Monday of next week, I think.
Yep. I did check Google that guy after that. I was like, it can't be. Oh my god, it's like fucking two monsters. Like,
it's a big old dick.
You want me to put it up?
I watched it. There was a.
Can we do that for this or that this week?
One of this lady.
Where the fuck, Girthmaster?
Had a messed up toilet pipe and he plunged it. If you get my drift.
Yikes! You know, I've never watched the Girthmaster in action, but I'm excited to hear all these women and gays talk about him. I think that's fun.
The women and the gays. All right, let's get out.
But he does things with the gays too.
I mean, he talks to the gays and he gives them what they need. You know what I'm saying?
You know, before hold on, before we
I
get
talk
out of this...
to gays, but I don't give them what they need. What do you mean?
Well, that's why you're not a real ally. You know what I mean?
Like, or a Girthmaster.
It's 2026. You got to give the gays what they need. You know what I'm saying?
I can't get. Hold on. Hold the fuck on, man.
I'm a slender sneaker, not a Girthmaster.
Slender
because
sneaker.
Because we were just talking about all of these realms of the podcasts and the Stern Show and the guests. On this week's episode of Your Mom's House, which Cotton has not seen yet, this is
yeah, you're doing an early. This is called a spoiler, man.
It is, but it's totally related to everything that we're talking about.
He's wearing
about
the
right
S
now.
On his hat.
The guest this week is Christina P. interviewing Jim Brewer. I don't know if you guys remember, but Jim Brewer used to be a guest on the Stern Show.
Regular.
The fucking
he used to be a guest
time.
On a lot of shows and then it stopped when he went crazy.
He was he was like the Artie chair, right? Like he was on Stern all the time.
He was on a lot in that time, yeah.
And he was on YMH this week and just was like you said, Jay, he very much was like he's gone full into that camp of like you know, he wears a red hat, probably.
Yes. The only show you see him on is Kill Tony, and there's a reason.
She asked him, she's like, what do you have to plug? What show are you doing? He's like, I go live every day on Rumble. And she said, oh, that's your platform. You do Rumble? And he's like, that's what I'm doing. And at first I was like, I wonder why
never
he's
heard
not
of
on
it.
Howard.
Me neither.
I think that, I can't even say his name, but the guy
the POTUS?
No, the guy that caught the most.
Jared.
He had an island? The guy that had an island?
No, I can't even say his name. I don't think. CK?
Voldemort?
He broadcast on that channel. And it was.
CK? Charlie. Like the guy who got shot in the neck?
I was going to play some.
I was gonna say Louie. Louie's got a new part.
We can't say Louie.
I thought that was the part we couldn't say. All right.
No,
well,
no, that part happened. His real name was Darren Lefkowitz. That's why.
That was the site that he was on, I believe. And so when he said, like, "Oh yeah, I'm on there every day," She's like, oh, that's where you're broadcasting. Okay, sounds good. That's
so that that whole network is just to like push that agenda, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
I got caught up. We couldn't say his name, and I got confused.
I got okay. I got.
But that made it a little bit more fun, especially the way that you described him, because that's where I was hoping you were going to take it.
I got a new show coming out.
Well, that's where he took it.
I got a new show coming out on Rumble next week. I want everyone to be aware of. It's called "Prove Me Wrong" with Troxycontin. It's a real easy thing to do, but it's gonna be streaming live on Rumble every week.
Thanks, Cotton.
Now is it gonna be this or that?
Big Trox would have to set it up for you, send you the passwords, teach you how to get on.
Just trying to get followers, man. I don't care how I get them. Prove me wrong with Troxycontin this week on Rumble.
That's like our homie Big Preach. He's doing a Twitch channel now. People are trying to make their content.
Does he sit down at a table and he's like, riddle me this, Batman?
I really hope we didn't get flagged for the gospel. Way that you all spun that whole thing that I was trying to say. Like, I was trying to keep us clean. I was trying to
prove me wrong, Batman.
Well, if you're trying to keep it clean, you shouldn't have worn a white shirt.
Yeah. I admire that bat dick.
I just got a great idea for the image.
So
it'll be the last thing you ever saw.
Shouts out. So
he can't hear you.
Did you guys hear that?
He didn't.
Wow, was that was came out of your body? Interesting.
It came out of my butthole.
So this week on this,
we're still doing this segment? I thought we were just doing the wrap-up show.
Latino politician was asked to repeat himself in English while speaking English.
Oh, that bums me out, actually.
I don't feel like I should have access to that one. What's next?
Cool.
Well, what's that?
Because I'm hitting you guys with a double dose of your fucking chance. your choice chance?
I'm like, I don't get that reference at
I've
all.
I've only had three sips of this beer so far, guys. We're on it.
He's wasted.
Wasted.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
Or that, callers to Washington State Hotline press 2 for Spanish and get accented AI English instead.
No way. For real? That's insane. Yeah, go to that. But I mean, both of these bum me out, but yeah, that is at least a little bit funny.
And they're both kind of similar, so I thought that would be a good way to lead into it, right?
Shouts out our Spanish Americans, you know what I'm saying? Mexican Americans, Latino Americans.
Shouts out. You're going to enjoy this. Callers to Washington State Hotline press 2 for Spanish and get accented AI and said, do you guys want to hear her talk about it, or do you want me to read it first?
I mean, I kind of do.
Can we hear the accented AI and
play it? Press 2 for Spanish accent.
All right, let me read it. Press 2 for Spanish. For months, callers to the Washington State Department of Licensing. So this is where they're calling to get your driver's license. Who have requested automated service in Spanish have instead heard an AI voice speaking English in a strong Spanish accent. The agency has since apologized and says it fixed the problem. Washington resident Maya Edwards.
We fixed the glitch.
Learned of the AI accented voice last summer after her Mexican husband tried using the Spanish language option while seeking information about his driver's license. He is bilingual, but saw that the wait time for speaking to a customer service rep in English was long, so he hit 2 for Spanish. For Edwards, it was like a scene out of Parks and Rec, a mockumentary-style comedy show that satires local government. Here we go. It's just perfect. The sound recording. Perfect. This is what I wanted to hear.
Yes.
You don't even have to hear that lady doing it.
Please press 1 for English. 2 para español. 3 para ruso. So. Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer Support Center. For assistance with scheduling a driver licensing office appointment, canceling an existing appointment, or questions about an upcoming appointment, please press 1.
It's doing Spanglish. It's a please press uno. What the fuck, dude? That's crazy.
I just want to pull up point out that this is an AP article. Like, this is a legitimate story.
Oh, yeah, dude.
About the Washington Licensing Department.
Holy what the fuck?
It was hilarious to us in the moment because it was so absurd, she said. But at the same time, it has real accessibility issues for people who call in every day and need to speak in a different language other than English. Whenever it's called the number again,
this one calls in every day.
The error persisted. She posted a video of a call to TikTok racking up around 2 million views. Oh, dang it. Let's see.
Or 1 million and a half pesos.
The DOL apologizes for the error and to its customers for any inconvenience. An unfortunate byproduct of expanding services is that DOL found problems with the self-service option.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing. It found problems.
DOL, dumb old language.
Your estimated wait time is less than trace minutes, the voice. That's crazy.
That is so insane.
You have plenty of time to get a gordita in the meantime.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Do you want one more cervezas?
Wait. So this is this Jeff Bezos' fault that I was just reading there?
No.
DOL said Amazon provides the platform?
Well, that just means that it's on Amazon Web Services. That's all.
And declined interview requests. Amazon did not immediately respond to a request for comment. So Jeff Bezos, get it together. I don't know if you're taking too many flights to any places out there that you can't get it together.
You know he's not the CEO of Amazon anymore, right? Like, he stepped down a long time ago.
I don't know that. For real?
Yeah.
I want to look there. Like,
who's the CEO?
Bill.
Well.
See, you can't tell me that he's not the CEO if you don't know the new CEO. Because no, it sounds Andy like you're Jassy. Making it up.
I'm not
Andy Jassy?
Yeah, he succeeded Jeff Bezos when he stepped down in 2021.
Well, then what's Bezos been up to? Why the fuck am I still talking about him?
Fucking that grossly skinny lady?
Yeah, he's fucking Bezos is flying Katy Perry to the moon. I don't know what to tell you, bud.
Who's Andy Jassy? Who the fuck is this guy?
He's the CEO of
Amazon. He's the CEO of Amazon since 2021 with Jeff Bezos.
I don't like that you guys act like you knew this.
Didn't know this, but like I didn't have to know it's not true.
Nobody knows Andy Jassy. I think it's a psyop. That sounds like bullshit.
All the people at Amazon know him.
They don't fucking know him. Oh, you think he stops by their desk?
I bet Robin Quivers knows who he is.
Here's a fucking donut. You fuck. Now
get back in the truck. Get off my counter.
Get back in that truck and piss in a cup because you don't get bathroom breaks, you piece of shit. I don't like learning this, that Jeff Bezos is no longer in charge. I think that's why the company's going the way it's going.
Is that why you have to wait?
What do you mean? We get things the same day we order them. The company's going
straight. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not since 2021.
I get over the weekend.
You don't see. Here's the thing. What you're doing right now is being obstinate. It's I'm trying to.
I'm telling the truth.
I'm trying to launch a campaign against Andy Jassy, and you're just worried about fucking
there. We're getting out of here.
We're done. Now is it going to be this or that?
My Andy Jassy
campaign against Andy Jassy.
Andy my assy. What are you doing, George? Jesus Christ! Oh, you're Greg.
Fuck. Asshole, George.
You get your dudes under control.
Greg is out here being a bitch. Sorry about that, you guys. What's the song? I got all kinds of problems.
Why don't you open the window every now and then? It'd be fucking hilarious.
Well. Tonight's song.
It'll be like Looney Tunes.
Nice. Tonight's song is from Big Trox's solo record. There, and all the other reasons that I hate you. This song is called All Grown Up. I wrote this song in 2015 because I thought that I was like way too old already. And that was 11 years ago. So
you're old.
Spoiler alert, way older now. Good song. I enjoyed it.
Two-thirds of your kids ago.
From the neck up.
Yep. You're welcome.
This song's grown up. I'm out of here.
What fills our day? It's something like a 9 to 5, but it's more like 6 to 3. And if they ask, I will oblige. I'm not a dummy. Think it's funny what we humans do for money and the moves we have to make to keep our families alive. Some of us will work all day and night and never sleep a wink, and others just can't wait to get off work and pour themselves a drink. Know what I'm saying? I ain't playing. Make sure you don't miss a weigh-in, because we're judged by what we're worth and who we came with. But I'm not mad, I've come to terms with how this game is played. And the bravado you gotta flash to get laid. Talk the talk, walk the walk, dress the part every day. Rap for dummies, talk to sleep, follow or get out the way. I came a long fucking way in 2015. I'm talking 1300 miles, if you know what I mean. I got the chance to start over, new life, don't look back. 303 to 425, man, what you know about that? Man, looks like I'm all grown up. No time left for selfishness, because I'm all grown up. No popping bottles at the club, that's cause I'm all grown up. I go to work, I pay my bills, and that's how I'ma come up, yeah. Looks like I'm all grown up. No more drama in my life, because I'm all grown up. No time to cry about my plight, just cause I'm all grown up. So if you feel me, touch the sky and put your damn hands up, man. It's been crazy, say the least, as I'm sure you can imagine. No more late nights with Jay Dirty, hanging out and rapping. That's the price we gotta pay to get our babies out the trap, man. Still I sit back mind blown and can't believe all that has happened. And now the sky is limitless, like Bradley Cooper on a pill. And I'm more super than a trooper, chugging syrup for the thrill. Two things I'll never lack, determination of will, with more laser in my focus than a scope before the kill. Cause you know your boy grew to be a grown ass man. That's the reason that I got this full blown size plan, to be the King Ralph on my block like John Goodman, with a solid ass career and financial plan. Got that 401k and mad investments in the stocks, never coming up short on rent, I got it on lock. Stocking two smoking barrels is the way I get mine, but the only force I use is my unmatchable grind. Man, looks like I'm all grown up. No time left for selfishness, because I'm all grown up. No popping bottles at the club, that's cause I'm all grown up. I go to work, I pay my bills, and that's how I'ma come up, yeah. Looks like I'm all grown up. No more drama in my life, because I'm all grown up. No time to cry about my plight, that's cause I'm all grown up. So if you feel me, touch the sky and put your damn hands up. Feel like, man, I've said it all before, I got my record on skip.
Trox is tripping, man.
You know I wouldn't trip. It's like I'm calmer than you are, so stop being a bitch. Got my Lebowski on full, you know I do not give a shit or a fuck, cause I feel like $1 million. Holy fuck, I mean shucks, kid was listening and I better not press my luck or have all the kids singing my words. What a schmuck, don't wanna get called into the office looking like Uncle Buck. Need to be a good dad and positive role model. Maybe join the PTA, cut back on tipping back the bottle. Shit, I'm joshing, I'm the bossin'. No matter what I'm involved in, number one at that shit, so be sure to heed that caution. Canonizing the place, you know we're all in our 30s. Polly Prey, Flo Dubs, and my brother Jay Dirty. We keep our dreams and life alive, not just buzzworthy. So we stay connected worldwide, act like you heard me. Man, looks like I'm all grown up. No time left for selfishness, because I'm all grown up. No popping bottles at the club, that's cause I'm all grown up. I go to work, I pay my bills, and that's how I'ma come up, yeah. Looks like I'm all grown up. No more drama in my life, because I'm all grown up. No time to cry about my plight, that's cause I'm all grown up. So if you feel me, touch the sky and put your damn hands up. Man, looks like I'm all grown up. No time left for selfishness, because I'm all grown up. No popping bottles at the club, that's cause I'm all grown up. I go to work, I pay my bills, and that's how I'ma come up, yeah. Looks like I'm all grown up. No more drama in my life, because I'm all grown up. No time to cry about my plight, that's cause I'm all grown up. So if you feel me, touch the sky and put your damn hands up, man.
Chuta a bola, chuta a bola, chuta a bola.
Do you want me to go?
I don't think we do.
Then you better take it.
That looked like a really fun game of like what would you call it? Like hacky sack with a with a soccer ball.
No, Jay, what would you call it? I want you.
Don't ask him what he would call it.
It's like a Colombian fire trap or something. I don't know what the fuck is going on in there, man. Like I really, you think I was gonna go some horrible thing, but like, what the fuck? Like, did they die of smoke inhalation? Were they kicking a flaming ball? Like, I don't know what was going on.
Both?
Or why.
Both of those things.
I think what
they
we
were
just
locked
saw,
in a room. Yeah, you tell me, because I don't
know. Hold on. Let's put it back up real quick. So I think what we just saw here.
They lit the soccer ball on fire with fuel.
Oh my gosh.
They doused it in fuel. And then they
while setting off like what they call birthday cake little like firework things.
I would say what we have here is six gentlemen or around the ages of like 18 to 22 is what we're probably dealing with.
Legal.
Right. Legal. What they're doing is they set that soccer ball ablaze.
Nice little by scalding hairless bodies.
In light of fluid. And then they start lighting fireworks in addition to the soccer ball and kicking it all around the room at each other to see who can sustain the most damage.
All wearing either bare feet or Croc sandals.
Yeah.
Like, why do you do these things?
For fun.
Like, none of them can get out. All of a sudden, the fireworks are putting out so much carbon dioxide or whatever the fuck that is. What is that? Whatever it is. Who cares? These guys are all getting, like, lung burns, ankle burns.
It seems like a bad idea. I don't know about
it's starting
you guys,
to make me be, like, jumping on that raft and hoping they make it is a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, am I wrong? Like, that's a better outcome. At least there's
I will say,
I didn't know that's where you're gonna take that, but yeah,
I didn't either until the end. I'm like, get out of there, man. This is not a fun afternoon.
No, I think
are we gonna act like that doesn't happen all the time?
Look how it ended. There's nothing but fire and smoke in that picture because they're all morons.
I think the exit is just around the corner. I think they got a door right there.
Do you mean that hypothetically?
Yeah. Around the corner. I was like, are you talking about did they die as soon as the video is done filming? I think
they're not dead. They had some smoke inhalation. They got a couple of ankle burns. They're doing okay.
All right. So what I want you guys to check out here is we have Spider-Man.
I like those tits in the background, man. Full frontal.
Nice tits.
Was I at the party?
Spider-Man is at a kid's birthday party here, and he's about to dive into the pool and do some tricks for the kids. That's what I'm gonna.
Silly Spider-Man.
Check this out. So,
did they not know that Spider-Man's allergic to waterboarding?
It is like he's waterboarding himself by diving into that pool.
No, that's exactly what it is.
That's insane. Like, you're trying to get air, and you just have a mask full of water.
It's like one of the store robbers from Ninja Turtles 2 opening.
Look at him when he comes up out of the water, how panicked
like,
he is.
He's under the water. He's under the water for maybe 3 seconds, and from that point, he's like, oh my god, I'm drowning. And then for the next 10 seconds...
Mary Jane!
For the next 10 seconds, he's like, oh my god, oh my god. Drowning. Fuck. Oh
drowning.
God, I'm drowning.
And look at the little kids splashing him.
And the adults are like, let's help Spider-Man. This is the only opportunity we'll ever get to be this heroic.
Look at that little humble sea splashing that kid.
Humble sea. throwback. Yeah, man, and then they got his face off.
And that's an old white guy when it's revealed. Yeah. It's like Scooby-Doo when they finally like tear the fucking mask off the guy.
Would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you snooping kids.
If it wasn't for you splashing kids.
Poor Spider-Man. I love you. Since Spider-Man's allergic to waterboarding.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
All right. Let me see here. What would be... Oh, this was super fresh. So this was sent in to Tracy's tip line at 303-578-8952. 303-578-8952. Please send in your videos. Let us know what you got. We love your content.
You would love your bids.
Contribute stuff. Jay's sending in something right now. I can see him actively sending something into Tracy's tip line.
He was just touching his dick.
0357.
I wish I needed two hands for that.
All right.
That's a one-handed operation. Okay. Jay.
Couple fingertips.
I want to know how you feel about this video, because this is a gentleman with a bird. And I think this is probably the coolest bird I've ever seen.
It better not be who I think it is.
Is it somebody you know? All right, let's check it out.
2 years old.
2 years old. Give him a kitty. Meow. Give him a dog.
Bro.
Say go night night.
Go night night. Oh my God.
Why didn't he do it? Why didn't he do it when I said it? That's the one that really trips your mind.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Handstand in the back somersault.
Sir?
Phineas. Handstand in the back somersault, dude.
No way.
How about this one? Birdie juggling. You ready for birdie juggling? Don't try this at home. They don't like it.
Don't drop him.
I've had him for 32 years.
Jesus
Christ.
Bro.
Catch him.
Oh, shit. That was funny.
Crazy.
Give him a shot.
Yo. I love that guy. That's my new favorite guy. That's amazing.
How sweet is that?
At first, I thought I said juggalo. I told you I met this guy.
This guy?
Well, maybe. Like, I went into this liquor store one time at night, and I walked to the back, and as I'm getting my 12-pack or whatever I was trying to procure, this motherfucking dude just like this with a big-ass bird on his shoulder walked in, and they're like, hey, black ass! You know, like, everyone's fucking big guy. Like, they were all aware who the fuck was there. And I waited in the back, and I'm waiting. I'm like, this guy's got to buy his fucking Philly wraps and get the fuck out of here or something. He never bought his shit. And finally, they're like, hey, are you good? I'm like, can you please, like, can you go? Like, I had nothing else to do but desperately get mad. I was like, can you leave? I don't want to come by your bird. He ain't going to hurt you. I said, I'm afraid of birds. They all laughed at me. I was like, dude. You gotta go. And then he fucking walked out and kind of like followed me to my car, taunting me. Like, this was a traumatic experience. And it was in a liquor store. So fuck this guy. I hope he gets bird flu or whatever. So we could catch the bird. I don't like it.
I love it. Juggling birds. The birds.
You guys thought I was trying to be funny. I'm like, this is a terrible memory.
2 cents. Like, Jay Dirty might get this upset. Went to your video.
Like, no, this happened to me, and everyone thought it was funny because I was afraid to walk out, and he was right by the door. I hated it.
But what do you?
I haven't even gone back to that liquor store. It's on Monaco and Leedsdale. Fuck that place. I won't go there.
Shouts out Monaco and Leedsdale.
That was my spot. Remember?
No, not the one you're thinking. The one right up from there. You're thinking of Grapevine. They closed. They were a big contributor to the wall.
What about being able to do bird tricks like this? You're not impressed by these bird tricks?
I'm not by Bird Johns either, man. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, nah, I ain't about that life. Fuck, man. I don't know. This guy, cool. He likes his bird, but like, that's you're kissing him.
He likes his bird.
He gave it a little kiss. Sorry. I'll kiss my bird if I got a nice bird.
Send your video into 303-578-8952.
I'll watch any videos, but I would never be around that.
Here. Let me see. This was also sent in to 303-578-8952. Let me know what you think about this one.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
He was hitting two of the biggest things I've ever seen.
That was right. Shout out.
Still got it.
You think he was inside that one while he was hitting that one?
For sure.
He wasn't inside the blunt. Or whatever you want to call that tree trunk of a joint, like a Snoop joint or something. Yeah, that's funny. He's fucking that chick. She comes, she stands up, and he's like, oh! Don't worry, they were just friends.
So good. That was sent into the show by Crown Royce into 303.
Crown Royce, you're a dirty dog, man. Your algorithm is showing you some nasty shit, and I like you for it. Keep sending.
Yeah,
I'm saying that's. What
be
I'm
careful
saying.
With that stuff, Crown. I mean, it's a wild internet out there. You know what I'm saying? And that's the kind of stuff that's on there. You got big old blunts and big old ladies. And they're both getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Big old blunts and big old ladies.
Sometimes it's true.
It's true.
Go, Bella, so. What's hot?
Holy shit.
Wonder Laco. Go,
that's a dead guy that we just saw.
Do you want to take us through what we just saw there?
Yeah, so what we're watching in the foreground of this video is somebody who is, this is might be like their first or second day on a snowboard. And they're trying to get their heel edge right. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make sure that they can slowly maneuver down the mountain, get a little bit of speed, slow back down. And while this is happening early on in the video, somebody on skis flies past them and into one of the fucking barriers.
And does what they call a yard sale.
Yeah, does a yard sale, totally yard sales it. And as this person is slowly going past them, we then see this person laid out on all fours the middle of the fucking floor.
Jesus
so, yeah,
fucking they're... Christ. It murders the guy. The wall wind. Like, Sonny Bono got nothing on me.
God damn, dude. Yeah, like that is a huge bummer.
The best
bummer.
Part is that she, like, the way that she navigates around his pole, she's like,
yeah. I feel like I've Google searched that.
Honestly,
that's really good for a beginner. That is what, like, she saw it and then she was like, oh, I gotta be careful about this pole in front of me.
We
that's
have to
good.
See.
She's
so much
promising
weird
one day
to happen in this video for us not to have made one comment about the fucking panda bears hugging her kneecaps and her ass. Like, these are the weirdest pads I've ever seen in my life.
I kind of like it, like, though.
Like, I've never seen someone wear a panda bear butt pillow or a butt pillow while they're
her
skiing.
Gloves and helmet are panda bear, too. She's pandaed out.
It's the first time I've
She's
seen
panda,
it, but
panda,
I must say
panda,
I really like it, and I might get myself some panda pads for the next time I go snowboarding. So that way I can make sure I'm nice and
protected.
That's
crazy. Everything
about it. They call me Young Panda Pad.
Yo, it's Panda Pad on the beat.
You better start wearing panda gear on the fucking podcast. I'm sick of your bucket hat. We got to talk about the bucket hat, by the way.
What do we have to talk about? What the fuck do we have to talk about? Is me
100 episodes,
dude? I've been fucking like I don't need to make more changes. I've made enough changes to myself, to my
in
schedule.
What direction?
All kinds of directions.
He's getting a lot more sleep these days.
I fucking wish.
I'm sleeping a lot more. I'm eating a lot more.
Pieces of fuck.
I'm consuming more than ever. You can't even imagine.
I'm making
what I'm
a
doing.
Lot of changes. I'm getting laid now. I'm sleeping more. I'm missing commitments.
Man, this is crazy.
He's thinking. He's Boy. Thinking that he's doing what she's doing, but he's really doing what the dude in the background's doing.
Oh, yeah. It's your fucking eyeball now. Everything is bad.
He imagines that he's in pink, but he's really in the stink.
Am I having allergy problems now? Fuck. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move along. This bitch is annoying me now.
All right. We're done with her. God, stupid bitch.
Now you can keep playing the clip. I meant get rid of Andrew.
She did a good job. She did a real good job down that mountain. I appreciate the work that she's doing.
I
Thank
had to
you.
Look down. I thought he was playing a clip.
She did a real good job.
And then he was playing a soundbite of your voice. I'm like, oh, no, you're talking.
No, I'm the soundbite of his voice sounds like this.
When she comes up, I get quiet.
That that's a real soundbite. Like, that was one. I didn't chop that up. That was
play it again. That is. Why are you making this so hard? Yeah. I identify with the last one the most because I do think you guys do this to me. It is this is a function of me being on this show. Is okay. Why my brain works the way that it does. Is why I need extra sleep.
Another relation to our teenage daughters. You're blaming me for your problems.
I didn't ask to be here. Along. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what like she that. Says all the time too. And yeah, I'm like, you're here.
Do we, exactly.
Do you eat our food? Do we keep the lights on? Shut
yeah,
the
but
fuck
who,
up.
Who asked for your food and lights? I didn't ask for that bullshit. All right, I'm just trying to fucking live. You know what I'm saying?
I get this period thing is new to you, but we got to find a way to get this control.
Did I already hit the box button? Can I hit the box button?
You better.
I thought we had another clip. We don't have more clip?
What?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready for you to hit box button.
What's going on over there?
Who's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Big Trox is over here playing T-ball by himself. Fucking love it. I'm going to set this right there and just take a big ass swing. It's going to sound like it worked. I love it. Big Trox, what do you got tonight? That was hilarious.
That didn't box work button. Either?
No, it did. You were just like, hey, whatever happened to box button? And then you played a clip that like referenced it. Like, that's the T-ball. Never mind. You're young. Do you got any merch?
I'm new
you're
here.
You're young. He's not young. He's old as fuck.
I don't have a box this week, but what I do have is as a person that just listened to the wrap-up show today, the Howard Stern wrap-up show, they did an entire segment where they were talking about, like, what is your holy grail in your collection
they
in
did.
Terms of, yeah, in terms of collectibles and, like, what means the most to you from a value perspective. And I was curious what yours was, because I couldn't come up with an answer for myself right away. There's a lot of cool things that I have that I don't know what I would want to put to the top of that list. But I thought you might have an answer, and I was curious what you would say.
I don't know if I have an answer. I really don't know. I've been asked that before. I don't know. I don't know. I wish you would have told me about this sooner. I needed time to prep for that.
We can do an entire live on this in a future day.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you that question. Like, give me even what's something that you just think about?
I mean, the Carnival of Carnage vinyl signed by the Clowns and Isham, I'm sure I could sell for decent money. Yeah. I have a mint condition class psychopathic original class ring. Not worn, not a scratch. I could easily pull a stack of hundreds for that. You know, different audio, the red tape, Isham red tape in perfect shape. But I don't know, man. Like, I've never been one that I don't buy anything because I'm going to sell it later. Nothing on my walls because it's going to get value and then I'll sell it later. In fact, by the time I'm ready to get rid of it, it'll be worthless. And I totally understand that, but I fucking love it today. So I really don't know the answer. Sorry for copping out, but I don't know the answer to that.
It's not a cop out because I feel the same way about so many of these things. Cause I look around, I'm like, so many of these things mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily like super valuable by any means. Like, If I showed you my vinyl collection and you saw there would be things in there that were worth like a couple $100, you know, or like
yeah
a valuable piece here or there. Like I have signed stuff that I look around, I'm like, oh, that's really fucking cool. But there's no one thing that I'm like, oh, that's like my signed Hank Aaron card.
You know, if I depleted everything and just sold it all. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the way I sell things and just sold everything I owned, I could probably live mortgage free for a few years.
Wild.
Honestly. Because I've got a ton of shit, and a lot of it's thought out. I've got one of one pieces, but it's like, it's just like Pawn Stars used to say, or not, no, Storage Wars. You got to have a buyer. You got to, like, yeah, know the people that want it. Because the Twisted Freak Show pillow that only went in the Twisted Christmas auction back in, like, 2014, there's people who want it, but at a garage sale, people are like, you want $10 for this? Where yeah, I paid a lot more than that because I knew what it was. You know what I mean? I know you know what I mean. But so to that regard, I mean, yeah, there's some money in this room. Abso-fucking-lutely. But I don't know what my most valuable piece is just to, like, say that's what it is.
Let's do a future episode of the show where we look into that. All right? That was my only question for this week's box because I don't have anything. But I want to know what you have. Unless Troxicotton, do you have anything in your box?
I'm boxless. I've got a boxless week for you. So go ahead, JD.
Right. Tell us what's inside you.
Well, this is without a doubt the most valuable thing I've ever got. Just kidding. Last week in a text message. No. Last week on the show. No, that's a lie. I didn't watch last week. 2 weeks ago on the show, you showed us a vinyl record that you procured. Correct. Although you don't have a vinyl player.
Correct.
And I had said, ooh, I got something in the mail kind of like that because I also do not own the media style of entertainment to play this. But check this out.
The Great White Hype. Is that a Laserdisc?
This is on Laserdisc because when the white guy first comes out to the ring, you hear two seconds of the Chicken Hunting intro.
Yep, Chicken Hunting.
So ICP is a part of this movie, Cotton. So this counts. Wow. So I own like three different variants of the DVD, a couple VHS, all the soundtracks, and now I have it on Laserdisc. The Great White Hype. Because the Insane Clown Posse is on the soundtrack. And you literally hear him for about 2 seconds. In the movie.
It's amazing that they got the credit.
Oh, yeah. They're on the soundtrack, they're the final song, this whole rap soundtrack, and then ICP at the very end. But it's
hilarious.
So, another piece of dopeness. I don't know if you saw this, Trox. I'm sure you did because you get emails.
He does get emails.
He does. I've
gotten an email.
A new vinyl box set recently dropped by one Marshall Mathers.
Oh.
Did you by chance see this?
A rapper, Eminem?
I did not drop it, no.
Now, but you saw what I'm talking about?
I think... Oh, I did see that. I did not get it.
Yeah, I already own the records. Now I literally own like the Slim Shady LP in like six different copies and versions, but I had to get it. It made me very happy. I haven't opened it yet, but it's stupidly fresh. The artwork is
awesome.
Just the shit. And look at the spine sitting on your vinyl shelf.
Oh,
it just looks dope.
I saw that and didn't buy it, and I really regret not getting it.
Well, they're not sold out yet.
Okay. Hey, he might sell you his copy.
This is the what's in the box segment. None of that's for sale. But anyway, so that's dope as fuck.
It's going in my cart.
I got a couple more items.
Go.
Sometimes in life, you gotta stay. You know what do they say? Hydrated.
Yep.
Sure.
So tonight we're gonna go through a series of beverages that have come in. I got these a few months ago, but I haven't had a chance to show them on the air. So the first one is the Astronomicon 2 official soda. Of Astronomicon. The Astronomicon 2 was like 7 years ago or something, so this is disgusting, but nice and tight. Astronomicon soda. Then we've got ABK Pow Wow Pop. Essentially the exact same company. They just like put different labels on the soda.
It's the same fucking soda.
Yeah. The same shit, but there you go. ABK Pow Wow Pop.
What does it taste like?
Not a chance, bro.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, do we know like, what the flavor profile is supposed to be?
Shasta.
When it was new, it was probably like cola. It would be my guess.
Cola, yeah, cherry cola, something like that.
Doesn't even say. And then this one here is an even cooler one. This is the official Mighty Death Pop bottle from The Gathering.
Death Pop.
You and I were at that gathering together, Big Trucks. So that was, these were everywhere. I got a hold of one of those, made me extremely happy. That's dope. And my last thing, a homeboy very recently spotted a box of these at an Arc or at a thrift store in his hometown and posted about them. And I ended up having to buy me one and I traded him a CD for it. But peep this out.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, and it's a fucking.
Is that a customized thing or?
I think it's a. I kind of feel like it's a Temu thing, only because the thrift store had like a box of them, which is very, very strange, and it's in perfect shape. It's not dented at all. I got a couple bottles. There's one more like right there, like a Tempest one that I got that's just like this. So they're super cool. They're awesome fucking water bottles. I wouldn't drink out of them, but yeah. So I think they're bootleg, but they're also crazy fresh enough for me to want it on the shelf. And that, my friends, is what's in thy box.
Woo!
Woo!
What's going on over there?
Who's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the fucking box?
You gotta fuck that bear at least a few months.
Okay. do you wanna? Jesus, Cotton.
Come on. What?
And I think prisons, I might want to do stories animals. With Cotton.
Ooh. Listen. Let's
get into this.
I'll fuck a bear if I need to.
I bet.
This cow's dick. I was sucking this cow's dick. I was sucking the cow's dick.
Sucking this cow's dick.
It's fun that I put all those buttons on the same page, so it makes it really easy for me to hit them all in succession. It's kind of cool.
I think it's funny cool that a sprinter has a big dick.
Yeah.
I'll suck a cow's dick, but I won't eat jello.
Found a guy with a big dick. Cool. Hey, found a guy with a big dick. Cool.
All right, what do we got?
That was pretty good. So, let's see. Cotton. I guess we could let you start. You didn't have anything. You have anything?
Yeah. I don't really have much of anything, but I will just tell you guys the not much of anything that I have. I did with Mischief watch an episode of Bridgerton. I know that the kids are all talking. I know all the kids are talking about Bridgerton. I know it's a big deal for all the kids. I don't get it. I know it's some British people that are fucking, but that's about as much as I know about it. British people be fucking. They've been doing it for a while. I don't see why it's so interesting. But people like the British people British fucking. People so
fucking thing? My lady be watching that too.
But, fucking ladies be watching Bridger. Let me tell you guys, women be shopping.
One of my friends at work, like 2 years ago, came up to me. She's like, hey, your daughter doesn't watch Bridgerton, right? I was like, my 11-year-old at the time? I was like, no. Like, oh, because there's like people just have a lot of sex. I was like, why did you think out of why were you at home watching this, assuming my daughter? Like, why was I even in your mind? She's like, I don't know. I just wanted to make sure you knew. All right. Wow. That's weird. Thanks, Mary. Talk to you later. You fucking creepy.
So I don't really fuck with that,
fucking
but
Mary's
I get that
fucking creeping.
I guess that people girl. they be fucking with Bridgerton. And other than that, I have been watching more and more of a show that I have recommended on this program before, a YouTube program, The Fold, with Nadav Itzkowitz, playing poker with comedians. Nice. Fantastic. Love The Fold. It has become like my, get home from work and I've got nothing to watch and I just want to like turn something on the TV and just stare
something
at my phone.
Something to sleep to.
Something to sleep to. Precisely. You turn on The Fold, you're having a good time. It's all laughs and good times.
I've
and then
never watched a single episode.
And I have.
You're a poker fan. I would imagine you
would
enjoy it.
I'm a poker fan. I'm a Nadav fan, and I watched every single episode of Keeping Up with Nadav. And then as soon as he said I'm doing a different podcast and he canceled that one, I abandoned him. And that's on me. That's
give amazing. The Fold. Give The Fold a shot. I do think you will enjoy it. It's fun to watch people play poker, as well as it's funny people playing poker. So they're
do I have to watch it on YouTube or can I listen to it?
You could listen to it. I mean, you're not going to get the full effect of the game going on because
it's a visual one.
Yeah, it's not an awesome narration of the actual poker game that's taking place. I mean, they're not like that professional. They do have people that are calling the game.
My only disadvantage is that I don't think I watch anything anymore. I only listen to stuff.
That would be a little bit of a weird one.
It is one of the few shows that I still watch on YouTube. Because most of them have all just gone to audio podcasts. But
it's got lot of Uncle Laser and Kim Cogdon.
Uncle Laser and Kim Cogdon are fantastic. Aaron Belial's been on a few episodes, which has been great.
I don't know why you said that about me.
It is like a bitch. It is like an offshoot of Kill Tony, because it is a lot of Kill Tony comics that end up on there, but also really fucking funny.
You've heard of the Killers of Kill Tony tour?
Yeah.
This show is like the life support of Kill Tony.
That's dope. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Give it a shot. The Fold on YouTube and Bridgerton, if you like watching British people fuck. Big Trox, what about you?
Yo, my only quick update for you guys. The new season of Love is Blind dropped, and you know how me and Mayhem be doing? We've been watching Love is Blind. This shit is trash. It's garbage. All those people are shit. And, watch it if you just want to hate yourself. Around you. Yeah, for sure.
Man, we made it like, so far. We made it so fucking far in the episode.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's bad. You're thinking of Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, I'm like, you're making a lot of fucking accusations, man. They fucking whatever. I won't say it again. But like,
hey, Dirty, what are you watching?
Do you know that term is a real word? Like, you can say that. We use it at the hospital. Yes. Like, what if the kid? What if it was called chlamydia on crackers?
We would have to figure out another way to describe it because of YouTube's fucking standards, man. It's not about me. But I don't care.
I get that. I'm not trying to change your moral compass, but like, why can't
you? Can't.
So fucking
Jay Dirty.
For some reason, I feel like I can leave that in, but I'm not sure.
I've got kind of out of line.
I'll think about
but
it.
But I have been watching a new show, but I shouldn't say it like that because it's one episode because it just started. But a new show featuring some people we are fans of. One from the Stranger Things world, one David Harbour, and one Jason Bateman are in a new show together.
This looks fun.
Of course I am. And the lady is fucking, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, thank you.
I saw a teaser for it, but I have no idea what it's about.
HBO.
It's called DTF St. Louis, and it is only one episode so far, but it's very good. As soon as it was done, my wife, I don't fucking know her name.
Chaos.
Thank you. I might forget. Chaos and I were like, let's watch another one. And immediately it went to like some documentary. I'm like, what the fuck? So it's a weekly show. I thought it dropped and it was just out. So, but I also thought it was a movie when it first started. So it's a whole series. I'm crazy excited. It's awesome. It's like Pulp Fiction-y is all I'm going to say. So I'm very excited about it.
I watched a trailer for that the other day and I was like, this is people that I like on HBO. I'm going to absolutely be watching this. And it looks great.
It's awesome. And the only other thing, I do have one other thing to say, is Kill Tony, because my man Adam Ray is back at it again. He showed up with another new character this week called Randall Davies. And he's like basically like Guns N' Roses guy, like Brett Michaels. That might not be the right guy. What band was he in? Poison or some shit?
Poison, yeah.
Okay, he's like Brett Michaels character, like rednecked out, and he does the whole 15-minute interview and set as a brand new character. Go check out Randall Davies. Yeah, I think, or Randolph.
Hell
yes. Whatever it is, it's so fucking funny, man. So go check that out and watch DTF St. Louis.
That's great.
Woo! Okay. Should we?
We should.
Is stuff popping in the South?
Sure is. Oh, yeah.
Give it to me, Neil.
I will. You know what I'm saying?
I'll feed you baby birds. If I can slurp it straight down, I will. But if I got to do a little chew and it's a treat, then I'll do that too.
You know, that's I will. Weird.
My man does never misses bite. A meal.
Yeah. All right.
I'm Let's a hungry go. Girl. I'm num 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 num.
Fuck you. I was talking to the horse.
Florida man. Florida man. Florida man.
He just had some pizza and some candy and some Funyuns and some pink popcorn.
He's a diabetic.
This week's episode of Florida Man, Impatient Man arrested after moving ambulance as medics worked inside, Brevard County Sheriff said.
Okay.
This is fun. This was a lot of fun. So let's see if I can blow that up a little bit. Lane Feathergill, 58, faces charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle, burglary of occupied conveyance. Where is he looking, guys? What's going on with old boy here?
Oh, man.
Why
that's,
is
that's the look of my wife is going to kill me.
Oh, my wife.
God, he's just thinking about the murder that's impending.
This is the reason she's fucking my brother.
Yep.
Man. It's a
Brevard County, Florida. A 58-year-old man was arrested on Thursday after the Brevard County Sheriff's Office says he climbed into a parked ambulance while paramedics were treating a patient.
What did he do to the parked ambulance?
Yeah, hold on. Try that again. Into it. Clammed? You said clammed.
I was just curious what he exactly he did because
he clammed into that parked ambulance while the paramedics were treating the patient and attempted to move the vehicle because it was blocking his path.
Golly gee, Willikers!
Are you doing okay over there, Big Drunk? I'll read the rest of it in that voice.
Sheriff Wayne Ivy.
Sheriff Wayne Ivy. On social media,
the incident happened when Brevard County Fire
Brevard
Rescue
County Fire. Oh, I thought we're all doing voices.
Yeah. No, do yours. Do yours again. Do yours.
And Brevard County Fire Rescue Crews responded to a call on Sykes Creek.
As paramedics worked in the back of the ambulance, they felt the vehicle begin to move. So these paramedics are like trying to help this dude, you know, live. And all of a sudden the vehicle starts moving. One crew member stepped out and found a man later identified as Lane Feathergill behind the wheel.
Do you not picture the big chicken from Looney Tunes? Oh my God. Like, what is his name?
Foghorn.
Longhorn. Fake. What is it?
Foghorn
Leghorn.
That's it.
Yeah. That was not the story we were looking for. Lane Feathergill yesterday, I guess, was impatient. Couldn't wait, Sheriff.
Wait
a minute. The guy that took the car, they was the same guy they were trying to revive?
That's kind of what it seems like.
How do they feel the car moving if they didn't see the
guy? No, this is Feathergill, and the other guy was Feathergill.
No way that is the difference in name.
Are they Indians?
I'm not sure. No, everything is so confused.
What the fuck is going on? Feathergill and Feathergill are not the same person?
This is
like Derek from Texas, man. I don't buy it.
That might be enough. I don't know. I mean, we can hear more, but that might be
enough. I'm as confused as this guy.
Feathergill and Feathergill.
Exactly. What the fuck?
Oh, man. Feathergill. What's going on
Harry
here?
Snatch and...
Let's see if they give us any more. He faces charges including grand theft of a motor vehicle and burglary of an occupied conveyance.
But none of this answers our question. Like, so was the guy getting like his heart worked on also stole a vehicle, or we're saying no?
I don't know. I'm really confused too. When confronted, he jumped out of the rescue unit, got back into his own vehicle, and struck a paramedic in the leg while fleeing. I'll be honest with you, some things never cease to amaze me, and this one's going to be at the top at least the week, maybe the month.
Huh. So it must have been a guy tried to carjack an ambulance while the crew was working on another gentleman who just happened to both be born in the same nursery, I guess, where they named the children. I don't understand what the fuck is happening. This is weird. I don't like it at all. Let's get out of here.
Fine. I'm upset.
Fuck, do you get
Florida.
It, or am I?
No, no. I feel like this.
Fucking
who is he? Oh, that's Feathergill.
That's Feathergill, not Fathergill. I can't follow this story for fucking anything. I mean, like, you could ask me to tell you what we just talked about at gunpoint, and I would be like, I don't fucking know. Feathergill, Fathergill, someone is at fault.
Somebody
hijacked an ambulance. Somebody else was getting operated on. I don't know which one was which. I don't know if this guy was getting operated on.
He probably thought it was like identity theft because he can't read.
Sounds like he needs to get in the fast lane, Feathergill.
Sounds like somebody needs a little hop in the Furious beer. whatever the fuck that shit was called 2 hours ago.
Whatever the...
Florida Man. Florida Man. Florida Man.
Sounds like someone needs a little Paul to their walker. Fog and Furious. Gotcha.
At work.
Feathergill. Fathergill.
Kind of glad you stepped on me. I shouldn't have made that joke anyway.
Glad I didn't hear it.
I didn't even get it out, and it was probably better.
Oh, let me put on a little music for you, Jay Dirty. Let me talk to you. Let me
I brought us in. I want cotton.
Let me tickle your taint.
Okay, so this has been Scrub Hop Talk, episode 277. We've been doing this for a minute, you guys, and we fucking appreciate each and every one of you. We appreciate each and every one of you. You know what I'm saying? We're here for you on the weekly basis with the live show and with this show. Do you want to engage with us? Do you want to send us content? You could do that at Trace's Tip Line. That's 303-578-8952. Again, 303-578-8952. That's Trace's Tip Line. Send us your clips, your videos, your pictures, your hot takes. You got a hot take? Send it there. Do you not fuck with SMS text messaging? Do it by email, electronic mail, as we say in the industry, scrubhop@gmail.com. You can send all of that stuff over there as well. Are there other ways to support us, you ask? Well, yes, there are. You could do it by becoming a patron to us. You could be one of our lovely patrons, and that's at patreon.com/scrubhop. And that's, what, $5 a month? Something like that.
Denial muckluck.
You could pay it for the year if you want to do it ahead of time. I don't know that that's true. But it is $5 a month. You get the show early. You get little sneak previews of stuff.
What else do you get?
Access to the rest of our content, our music.
Like you're
getting your
tight little butt fucked.
It does feel like you're getting your tight little butt fucked. Do you want access to our music that is not available on the big streamers? Come follow us on Patreon. We're going to have that for you. And you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee
you. You know, we're still recording.
Do you want to follow us on... So, hold on. Oh,
How much the film costs? Let's go.
Social media. Do you want to follow us on social media? You can do that at Scrub Hop. Everywhere. Oh, God. I really got a bad hiccup there. That one hurt. You can follow us at Scrub Hop on everything. All of your Deezers, Tweezers, whichever you frequent, Rumble, whichever thing you frequent, you can you can follow us over there. Another place where you can find all of our content, whether it be music, podcast, whatever, scrubhop.com. It's got everything. Jay Dirty, Big Trox, Troxy Cotton, Scrub Hop affiliated, all right there on that one URL. So fucking go there and check us out, man. Do I have more that I gotta say? I think I said all the stuff. Do I gotta say more stuff?
I love Hitler.
That's not what I gotta say. And two thirds of you knows that that's not what I meant. So please take that back. And
shoulders
also
down.
The shoulders down, nose. Hey, 10 toes down, that is not what I'm about.
You're my target market. Dumb, fat, and gay.
Speaking of pointless fires, I just lit my thumbtack on fire and pulled out the spike while you were taking forever to do all those things.
Cool. Anyway, that's been Scrub Op Talk episode 277.
The Jewish pushpin.
I won't even answer questions if my dick is out.
Thank you guys for joining us. That's fucking it. There's no way that this is gonna go further than this. It's gotta be ended at some point by somebody.
Yeah, I'm not talented like you. I don't have the tongue trick.
Yeah, you do. You know you have the tongue trick. Take us out of it. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week. Come fuck with us later.